You hold the Mishnayis Menachis, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishne Tes. Again, the Mishnah says, Shtei Halechem Necholois Ein Pochus Mishnayim V'lo Yoser Al Shlesha. That the Shtei Halechem that's brought on Shavuos, again, you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov itself, so you have to bake it Erev Yom Tov. So in a normal time, you eat it within 2 days from when it was baked, but V'lo Yoser, it's never more than 3 days. Ketzer has to come out. Normally, it's Nefois Merev Yom Tov. You would bake the Shtei Lechem on Erev Yom Tov of Shavuos, v'necholos b'Yom Tov, and you'd eat it the next day, l'shnayim, that's the second day since it was baked. What about Chol Yom Tov Lios Achra Shabbos? Let's say Shavuos comes out right after Shabbos, so it comes out Erev Shavuos was on Shabbos, so it's not Doicha Shabbos, you can't bake it on Shabbos, therefore necholos l'shloisha. You have to first bake the Lechem on Shtei Lechem on Friday, and you first eat it on Sunday, so that's 3 days later, but never more. What about the Lechem Aponim that's brought on Shabbos? So Nechol and Pochus Matisha, usually it's eaten 9 days later, but V'lo Yosar Alachar Osar, never more than 11 days. Kate said, how does it come out? Nefer Me'er Shabbos, you would bake it on Erev Shabbos, for Nechol Shabbos, and usually you'd put it on the Shulchan Shabbos, and you leave it there until the next Shabbos, and you would eat it the next Shabbos. So it was baked last Friday, and you're eating it the next Shabbos, so that's 9 days later. That's called the teacher. What about Chol Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos? Let's say Erev Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov, so it's not Deicha, the baking of the Lechem upon him, so you have to bake it on Thursday. So that's the time, Nechol Yasara, you eat it 10 days later on Shabbos. What about Shnei Yom Tov Lios Rosh Hashanah? Let's say Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah, so therefore you have to first bake it on Wednesday. So comes out Nechel Liacharosa. You first eat it 11 days later, the next Shabbos. Now V'eina Doicha Loyesa, Shabbos Loyesa Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bake these lechems both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan, that no, you should know Doiches Yom Tov, V'eina Doiches Yom Tzoyim. It is Doicha Yom Tov, on Yom Tov you're allowed to bake this, because he dashes lechem afilu legvoya. You could bake these lechems on Yom Tov, but v'eina doicha Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Kippur. Now, let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him on Yom Kippur. That for sure, it's not a doicha. You're up to a perek yud beis. Ha-menochis v'ha-nesochim shenitmo. If the mincha that you were brought, that you were makdish ready, you were makdish your soilus, your shemen, your flour, and your oil, for the menochas, or else the wine, for the nesochim, shenitmol, they became tummy. Our sherets touched it, they became tummy. So it depends. Actually, kitchen bakli, if it was before you put into a kli sharis, and before the mincha or the nesochim went into the kli sharis, before it has its kedushas haguf, its yeshlam pidyon, then there's a lot that you could be poider it. Now that this flour became tummy, you cannot use it for the mincha anymore. Therefore, you have a right to be paid for it, take money and say the kedusha of the mincha of the wine should go off it onto the money, and the money you give to Hegdish, and you have a right now to eat this food. What about Misha Kitshu Bakli? But let's say you already put the mincha, the flour, and the shemen into a kli sharis, or else you put the wine into the special kli in the Beis Hamikdash, a kli sharis, so then it received its kedushas haguf, then the locher is ein lam pidyon. Then, even though it became tamei, you cannot be poider it. Once it has its kedushas haguf, there's no din pidyon, you can't free it anymore, it remains tumah with its kedusha. But ha'oifa, now, ha'oifa is v'yo'eitzim v'halavoyna, u'klei sharis, ein lam pidyon. Really, this is the chiddush, the same thing. That if you have birds that you made a kedushas aguf on it, you already makdish it for korban, and it has kedushas aguf on it, or else we ate sim wood that you set aside, you makdish for the mizbeach, vela alavoyno, rosh alavoyno, the spices that you set aside for the mizbeach, ukli shoris, and any one of these things, that if it became tummy, or else it became posel, so the locher is ein lehem pidyon. You cannot be poyter them anymore. You cannot pay money and let the kedusha go off it. As once these things receive this kedusha saguf, the kedusha does not go off it. And the Mishnah says, why? Shaloi nemar ela behema. The Torah only says the chiddush by an animal, by a behema, that even though you will makdish it for an animal, you will makdish it for a carbon, so the behema has a kedusha saguf,
Here there's a chiddush in the Krah that when the animal becomes a Baal Mum and it's not fit to be brought anymore, then you could be poider it. But this is only a chiddush by a behema that we say when it becomes a Baal Mum and not fit, that is pidyon. But oifers, birds, eitz and valvana, there's no pasha of pidyon that once it has its kedusha, you cannot take off the kedusha. Mishneh Beis. Ha'aymer, somebody says, Harei alai b'machbas. He has a chiv, he puts a chiv upon himself. That I'm going to bring a mincha that's made in a machbas, in a frying pan. And what happened was, v'hevi b'machashis. He brought it in a different type of a frying pan, in a deeper frying pan. Machbas is a flat one, and machashis is a deep frying pan. Or else the opposite way, b'machashis. First he said he's going to bring a mincha in a machashis, in this type of a kli. And behavi b'machbas, but when it came to actually bring the mincha, he brought it in a machbas. So the locher is mashahevi hevi, what he brings is brought. It's a good mincha, but you should know v'yidei chayvos lo yotza. You are not yotza yachayv what you have to do, because since you put a chayv upon yourself to bring the machbas, and you did not do it, you only brought a macheshes. So therefore you have to bring another mincha of a machbas to be yotza your neder, what you said you would do. What about Zu Lahavi b'machbas? He didn't just say he has an obligation upon himself, but he had a mincha, he had flour and oil in front of him, and he said clearly, to this flour and oil, I'm going to bring you in a machabas. Vehevi b'machashis, and then when it came l'maisa to do it, he brought in the opposite type of a kli. Or else the opposite way, b'machashis, he had this flour and oil, and he said he's going to bring it in this machashis, this type of a frying pan. Vehevi b'machabas, and instead he brought it in a machabas. See, the locher is a razor psula. It's no good, because he changed from what he made his nether on. In other words, since he had this flower right in front of him, and he said clearly, this flower is going to be for a macheshes, so that's what you have to do. You gave it a kedushas macheshes on this flower. And if you bring it in a machavas, it's psula. You're not yaitz yechayv, and it's psula, you can't bring it anymore. What about if somebody says, harei yalai shnei yasrenim, lohovid b'kli yechad? He has a chiv upon himself to bring a mincha made out of two esrenim, two tenths of an eifah. Even though usually a mincha is only in asira seifah, one esrenim, he said he wants to make one made out of two esrenim. And he also said, lahavid b'kli echad, that he's going to bring it in one kli, and you could do that. Now the case is, v'hevi b'shnei kelim. Let's say he brought it though, when he brought his mincha, he brought the two esrenim, but he brought each one in a separate kli by itself. Or else, b'shnei kelim. First he said he's going to bring his two esrenim in two separate kelim. That's what he put a chayv upon himself. And then when it came l'maisa to do it, v'hevi b'kli echad, he brought them in one kli, the two esrenim he put into one kli, two esrenim worth of mincha, of flour, he put into one kli. So the locher is like the reish again, that masha hevi hevi, what he brought is good. Because at the beginning he only said it's a chayv upon himself. He did not say like this flour should be brought in one kli. He only said upon himself, so true, he has a chayv still to do that. But now when he actually did the opposite, what he did is good, it's like in a dova by itself. But v'yidei chavos lo yotza, true, he's not yotz his first neder, that he'll still have to bring the way he said. Like if he first said he's going to bring the two esrenim in one kli, he'll still have to bring another mincha of two esrenim in one kli. Just now that he brought it in two kelim, what he did is a good nedava, he's also yaitza that inyan. But his chayiv he still have to do, to mekayim his neder. But what about again, let's say he says elu, he has the flour in front of him, and he said these two esrenim of flour. Lohove v'kli yechud, I'm making a kedusha now on these two esrenim of flour, that they should become kodesh, in order to be brought in one kli. And v'hevi b'shnei kelim, by mistake, on purpose, he brought them in two separate kelim, or else the opposite way. B'shnei kelim, first he said clearly on these two esrenim of flour, I want to bring you in two separate kelim. Now what happened was, v'hevi b'kli echad, he brought it only in one kli, harei elu psulim. In such a case, these menachis apostle, because when he was first makdish this flour, he said clearly the gedusha is only chal to be brought in one kelim. So if you change it and you bring it in two kelim, it's possible the mincha is no good. What about if somebody says, Harei alai shnei esrenim lohovi b'kli echad? I have a chayv upon myself, I put an obligation upon myself, to bring two esrenim, two like tenths of an eifa of flour worth, but lohovi b'kli echad, I want to bring it in one keli. V'hevi b'shnei kelim. And when he went to do it, he brought it in two kelim. So the Reisha of the Mishnah said, Lamaisa, what he's doing right now is okay, it's a good mincha, just he's still going to have to do it over again to be Yetzi his chay of his neder to bring it in one kli. But what's going to be though now, Omruloi, we tell him right now, B'shas he wants to bring it with two kelim, we tell him that B'kli Yechad Nodarto, you should know when you made your neder, you said clearly you want to bring the two of them in one kli. So it depends. If he listens to you and he does it right now in one kli, sherim, then it's good. But if kalim, even though you told him you're supposed to do it in one, he doesn't listen and still he brings these two asranim and two separate kalim, here it's psulim. Here it's no good. Hey, since we mentioned him, the neder at the time when he's bringing it, so therefore he has no right to change it. And the svar is, since we mentioned him, the neder that he mentioned, and he doesn't say like, I want to do this differently, and I'll bring another one for my first neder, so we say most probably what he's doing right now is for his first neder. And that's possible, that you can't do. Since you made your neder, you want to bring it in two kalim, you can't bring it in one kli. So when we don't mention the neder, we say he's like bringing a new mincha right now, and for his neder we'll do something else. But when we mention his neder to him and still he changes it, we say he meant to change it for his neder, and that he can't do, therefore it's possible. What about again, Harei Yolai Shnei Esroinim? The person says first, I want to bring a mincha of two Esroinim. Lohavei Bishnei Kelim, and I want to bring them both in two separate Kelim. And now, Vehevei B'Kli Echad, he's about to bring them both in one Kli. But Omrula, they tell him, you should know, that Bishnei Kelim Nodarto, when you first made the neder to bring it, you said you'd bring it in two kelim. So what do you do now bringing it in one kli? And he doesn't say anything but just take rivam b'shnei kelim. If he taka changes his mind now and does it in two kelim, kshayrim. Then of course it's good. Then you yotzi your neder. Your neder was to bring it in two kelim, and now also you bring it in two kelim. But what about nosno m'kliyech? Let's say he puts it into one kli, then the locher is kishtei menocha shenis orvu. In other words, you put these two esrenim into one kli, but really it was supposed to be done in a separate kelim. So let's see, what would be the locher? Let's say you made a mincha in two separate kelim, and then it was mixed together. The two menochas were mixed together before you made the kemitza. So that's this halacha here. It's like kishtei menochas, like two different menochas shenis orvu that got mixed up together before you made the kemitza. That in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, there we said the locha was, it depends. If the menachot are still a little bit separate, and you can make a kemitza from each one separately, it would be kosher. But if they got mixed up so much together that you cannot make a kemitza from each one separately, then the locha is its psula. Because here, since you're supposed to bring it in two kelim, and you put it into one kli, it's like the neder was for two kelim. Now that it's in one kli, it's like the two kelim got mixed up together, so therefore that's the locha. If you can make a kemitza separately, it's good. If you cannot make a kemitza separately, then it's possible. Mishnah Gimel. Harei Yolai Mincha Min Hasoirim. If somebody says, I want to put a chiv upon myself to bring a mincha made out of barley. And the lacha is, we don't have any minchas of nedava made out of barley. So therefore, the Tanakhama says, Yovim Min Achitim. He still has to bring a mincha, but it should bring it from wheat, not from barley. What about kemach? He says he wants to bring it from flour, not such fine flour you cannot use for the mincha. So the locher is, Yofi Selis, we say he has to bring it, but from fine flour. What about if he says he wants to have a mincha, bring a mincha, b'lei shemen u'levayna, without adding the oil or the levayna to it? So the locher is, Yofi, he has to bring it, but Yofi ima shemen u'levayna. He has to bring with the mincha shemen and levayna, because there's no such mincha without it. You can't make a nedava to bring it without it. What about if he says he wants to bring a mincha of chatzi yisaren? That's half of the amount of flour you're supposed to bring for mincha. The locha is yavi yisaren shalom. We tell him nothing doing. He has to bring a complete yisaren. What about if he says yisaren a mechza? He wants to bring a yisaren of flour and another half. So then the locha is yavi shnayim. We tell him, listen, again, the first one you said, that's a good mincha. Now that you said a half by itself is nothing. So therefore you have to add it to make it two. So you have to bring two menochas. That's what the Tanakhama says. In other words, even though B'shas, the person, made a neder, he did not speak out the right halachas, still we can say like, you mean to bring a mincha, and what you're saying you can't do, therefore we tell you you have to do it the right way. However, Rabbi Shimon, the Poiter, Shleihis Nadev, Kederach HaMes Nadvim. Rabbi Shimon says, Yepota, the mincha is not chai, you don't have any obligation to bring a mincha, because you did not say it kederech hamasnatvim. You did not mekabel upon yourself the right way. You did not say a mincha menachitim, menaserlis. So since you said it the wrong way, Rabbi Shimon says, nothing doing, the neder is not chal at all. Mishnah Dalet. Misnadei voda mincha shel shishim yisaron. A person has the right to make a neder, nedova, to bring a mincha of 60 yisaron, 60 yisarons of flour, or maybe bikli echad. If he wants to, he could bring it all in one kli. 60 yisaron and fit into one kli. In Mama, let's say he says, harei elai shishim v'yechad, that he wants to bring 61 yisaronis of flour, then the lacha is, maybe shishim bikli echad, at most he could bring a 60 in one kli, v'yechad bikli echad. But the 61, that one, he has to bring in a kli by itself. We'll soon see why. Shekein tzibor mevi biyomtav arishin shechog, shechalias b'shabbos, shishim v'yechad. In other words, the biggest mincha that we find to be brought by a tzibor is 61 esrenim. And that most probably is brought in one kli. So see, it's possible that 61 should be brought in one kli for a korban tzibor, which is brought on the first day of Sukkot, if it comes out on Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah says the svar is da'ya liyochet, so it should be enough for a private person, then shiyopokos min atzibur echad, that he always has to be at least one less than a tzibur. So therefore, if the most that a tzibur ever brings at one shot is 61, so the most a yochet a private person could bring in one kli is 60. Therefore, if you menadev to bring 61 esroinim of flour, you have to bring 60 in one kli, and then the last one has to be brought in a kli by itself. On this, the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, V'aloi elu la'porim, v'yelu la'kvosim, v'yena nevlolim zen zeh. How could you say that? Like there's 61 esroinim being brought on the first day of Sukkot, and like you bring them all together in the same kli. They're different type of esroinim. These are brought for Purim, these are brought for Kvosim, and you can't mix them together. So it couldn't have been brought all 61 in one kli. So the kitzah, even for tzibur, you did not have 61 in one kli. So why does the Tanna Kamma, what did we say before, that a yochid cannot bring more than 60 at a time in one kli? So he learns like this, rather, Rabbi Shimon. Elo, ad shishim yecholim lehibolel. The svar is that if you up until 60 esroinim of flour, then when you put the shemen into it, it's possible to still mix it up. You can make a belila. There's a mitzvah to be bolol. You're supposed to mix up the flour with the shemen. So if you have the most of 60 esroinim of flour, there's still enough room in the kli sharis to mix it up with the shemen. But if you put more than 61, then there's no room there to mix it up. That's why it's possible. Omrullah, they said back to me, what kind of svar is that? Shishim nivloyim. You want to tell me if you have 60 yisroinim of flour, then you could mix it up well. But pull shishim v'yechad ein nivloyim. But exactly, because one more, just because of one more yisroin, 61 yisroinim, like then you know for sure you can't mix it up. Like, yeah, that's akasha, how do you know that? Omar Lehemi said back, no, that this is the pshat from kol midas chachomim kain. When the chachomim say measurements, that's the way the chachomim say, they say exactly. That aboyim so tevil. If you have 40 saw of water in the mikveh, it's kosher, it can be tevil there. But aboyim chos akrutav. If it's only missing a little bit from the aboyim saw, ain't a yochelit for them. You can't be tevil in them. So you see, the chum have right to say exactly what the shear is. Ain't so. Therefore, that's the svara that if you have 60 esroinim, that's the most that can fit into one kli, that you can still make a blila there. Once you have more than 60 esroinim, you can't mix it up well. Therefore, we say it's possible you can't bring 61. This is the famous Gemara always about Reb Zeira, that even though we hold the mitzvah's belila is not makiv, even if you bring your mincha and you would not mix it up with the shemen, you just pour the shemen there, but you would not mix it up, still would be kosher. But the klal is, we say, kol haroya lebila and bila makeves boy. As long as it's possible, in this kli, there's still enough room that if you would want to, you could make a blila, then we say the blila is not makav to be kosher. But if you have more than 60 esrenim in the kli, that it's not possible to make the blila, then we say even without the blila, still the mincha is possible. So that's the svara that you can't have more than 60 Yisraelim in one kli, but if you want to have 61, you'll have to make that extra one in a separate kli by itself. Now, ein misnadvim loig shnayim v'chamisha. You can't make a neder, a nedova like to bring a loig, or else two, or else five. Because you can't be menadev to bring wine for the nesachim, either one lug worth of wine or two or five, because you don't find that by the menachis, because that's not the shear of the menachis. Rather, avu misnad from the neder is to bring either shlesha, v'yabo, v'shisha. Or mishisha v'mal. If you want to bring more, you could do that. But the least amount that you could do is shlesha lugum yayin. Because that's the nesachim for a regular kevis. For a regular lamb, you bring three lugum of wine. V'yabo lugum, that's brought for the nesachim of an ayil. By an ayil it says, abo lugum yayin. And shisha, you want to bring six lugs, that's the nesachim of a par. That shisha lugum yayin. But once you want to bring more than six, you always have to make sure it's a fitting for kabonis. Because if you have seven lamashol, so seven is like three and four. If you have eight, that's like four and four. If you have nine, that could be three and six. And ten could be three and four. So once you go further, since it's possible to make it a cheshbon to fit in, you could be menadiv more. But I call upon him one lug, or two lugs, or five lugs, that you cannot be menadev, because there's no such nesachim that needs only one or two or five lugim of yayin. Mishnehei, misnadvim yayin, v'yei misnadvim shemes. Somebody wanted to make a nedova, the chayiv himself, to bring wine to the mizbeach, to the Beis Hamikdash, you could do that. But you can't be menadev just to bring shemen, just to bring oil. Because oil is not brought by itself. Oil is only brought with the mincha, with the flour. So since it's not brought by itself, you cannot be menadev just to bring shemen by itself. But wine is poured by itself, so you can be menadev, mechayv yourself to bring yayin. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Tafin says no, misnadvin shemen. You have a right, you can be menadev to bring shemen by itself also, even without flour. Omer Rabbi Tafin, Rabbi Tafin says, just like we find by wine. Sometimes there's a chayv. You have nesachim. You have to bring the wine with your kabonis. If you want to, you can bring it from the dove without a korban. You can bring the chayv yourself to as a present to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. If so, the svar is afshem and the same thing, oil. True, certain times it comes a chayv with the mincha. You have to have shemen. You can bring it by nedava, bring it by itself. So therefore, Rabbi Tafrin says, if you want, you can mechayv yourself just to bring shemen by itself to the mizbeach, to the Beis Hamikdash. Omolo, Rabbi Kiva says back, no, lo yimamata b'yayin. You can't tell me by wine shekeinu korav chayvos b'fnei atzmai. There's a big difference. You know why by wine it's good? You can be menad of wine by itself, because when you have a chayv to bring wine, the wine is also brought by itself. So in the nesachim of yayin, after you bring your korban, you pour the wine by itself. So since yayin is brought by itself, you could even bring it for nedava by itself. But tayama b'shem, but you want to tell me by oil also, there it's different. She'enai korav chavosim b'fnei yatzmai. Shemen cannot be brought by itself for a chayv by itself. Because it's always only brought with flour. So therefore, since there's no chayv to bring it by itself, you cannot make a nedava to bring it by itself either. Now the Mishnah says, Ein shnayim misnadvin yisar nechad. You cannot have shutfim bring a mincha together. You can't have two people with shutfis bring a mincha. Aval misnadvin oyla ushlamin. But for karbonis that you could have. You could have two people with shutfis partnership, bring a karbon oyla, or to bring a karbon shlamin. Uvoif, what about to bring oifais? Also, afilu prey dachas. Not even when you bring two birds. Even to bring just one bird, it's possible to have shutfis on it. You could have shutfis, two partners bring one bird. That's the halacha by oifas and by behema. It's possible to be brought pishutfas with partnership. But a mincha, that's a special halacha. A mincha has to be brought separately, privately. You cannot bring a mincha pishutfas. And the more dash is a posek of a mincha. It says nefesh, v'nefesh kisakriv korban mincha. Nefesh means private. Only one person can bring a mincha. You can't bring it pishutfas.
Now up to Perak Yud Gimel. It's the Mishnah Aleph. If somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring in Yisorin,
that's nisaron, a flower for korban mincha. So locher is yavi yachad. You only have to bring one nisaron, because nisaron means only one. So you only have to bring one nisaron, a flower for your mincha. What about esrenim? Let's say somebody says hareya lie to bring esrenim. So yavi shnayim, he has to bring two, because esrenim means like two esrenim of a flower. Because he has to bring two different menachas. What about Pirashti? He said that at the time when he made his neder, he explained himself. But v'yeni yodei ma Pirashti, later he forgot exactly how many he said, how many menachas, how many esrenim he have to bring. So the locher is yovi shishim esaron. Right now, then he has to bring 60 esaron of menachas. Because like we learned before, that's the biggest amount of a mincha you could bring is 60 esrenim. So we have to be afraid, maybe that's when he said, when he made his neder, therefore now he has to bring 60 esrenim of flour to be eitzim in asofik his neder. What about if somebody says, harei alai mincha, it's a chayv upon me to bring a mincha stam, and they didn't say exactly how many, or from what type of a mincha. So locher is yovi eizashiyit, he has the right to bring any type of a mincha he wants. There are five different types of menachas: minchas machvas, minchas macheshes, machvatana, minchas seilas. He has the right to bring anyone he wants. What about harei alai mincha yavi eiz shiitzer? Rabbi Yehuda says yavi minchas haseilas. No, he has to bring a mincha of seilas from a flower. Why? Because shehi miyuchedes shebenachas. That's the special mincha. No, the typical mincha the Torah talks about. That's called the minchas seilas. And the pasuk says, "V'nefesh kisakiv korban mincha l'Hashem seilas yia korbanoi." So therefore, stam mincha is called the minchas seilas. Other menachas has a special name to it, either minchas machvas, or minchas macheshes, minchas mafatano. But here, minchas seilas, that's a plain mincha. So therefore, if you said yovi mincha, you have to bring a minchas seilas. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Mishnah Beis. Mincha min ha-mincha. Somebody says, I have to bring one mincha out of the different types of menachas. So locher is yovi achas. He only has to bring one of the different types of menachas, of the five different types of menachas, whichever one he wants. What about if he says menachos min ha-menachos? If he says like a double from the menachas, so then the locher is yovi shtayim. He has to bring two types of menachas, whichever two he wants he could bring. What about if he says Peirashti? At the beginning, I explained when I first made my neder, I said clearly what I meant, what I wanted to bring. But now later, V'yeni yodei ma Peirashti, I forgot exactly what I said. Therefore, the locher is yovi chamishton. He has to bring all five different types of menachas. What about if he says Peirashti mincha shel esreinim? I explained that I want to bring a mincha from esreinim, but V'yeni yodei ma Peirashti, I forget. I forgot exactly how many I said. So loch is yovi mincha shel shishim esreinim. Like we had before, he has to bring a mincha of 60 esreinim. And here the pshat is, he said like, Pirashti mincha shel esreinim means in one kli, I said exactly how many esreinim I have to bring, but I forgot. So therefore we said the loch is, you have to bring 60. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says, yovi mincha shel esreinim. You have to bring menachas made out of esreinim, meyechod v'yad shishim, from 1 until 60. In other words, Rebbe argues, Rebbe holds that in case, let's say, you only menadev to bring 15 esreinim, and if you bring 20, you're not yoytzer the mitzvah. You can't bring more than you were supposed to. So therefore, the person made at the beginning an amount, how many he has to bring, and later he forgot. So you have to be afraid that number could be anywhere from 1 until 60. So what he has to do is he has to bring one mincha of one esaron, another mincha of two, another one of three, another one of four, until he gets to 60. That's what he has to bring. So that's called yovi menachos shel esaronim. He has to bring menachos from starting from one, me'echad v'yad shishim, from one until 60. He has to bring like 60 different kelim, and in each keli it's one more. One is one, one is two, three, four, five, and then mamonoshak is yetzis mitzvah. Mishnah Gimel, harei alai eitzim. Somebody puts a chiv upon himself to bring wood for the mikdash, the base of mikdash. So locher is lo yivchos mishnei gizrim. He can't bring less than two pieces of wood, mishtei chatichas eitz, because that's how much they put on the marocha on the mizbeach. What about somebody says levoina? I have a chiv upon myself to bring this levoina, the spices for the mizbeach. Is lo yivchos mikaymitz? He has to at least bring a handful of the levoina. What about? Yeah, now the Mishnah says chamisha kamotzen hein. There are five different things that have a shear of a kaymitz of a handful. Somebody says he has a chayv upon himself to bring a levoina to be makdish. The levoina, the spice for the mizbeach, is la yivchas mikaymitz. He can't bring less than a kaymitz. Hamisnadev mincha. If somebody's misnadev puts himself a nedava to bring a mincha, yave ima kaymitz levoina. He also has to bring with it a kamitza, a handful of levoina. Hamales a kaymitz bachutz. If somebody is malas, somebody does the avera that he burns the kamitza of mincha bachutz, is chayiv if he just burns a kaimitz, one kaimitz worth. Ushnei vezichim tunim shnei kamotzim. Now the two cups that were full of levoina but lechem upon him, each one of them needed a kaimitz. There was a kaimitz levoina for each bozach, for each plate. Mishnah Dalet. Harei alai zov. If somebody's mechayiv himself to bring gold to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash, Harei alai zohov, that means he's menadev himself to bring a matabeya, a golden coin, to the Bedek or the Beis HaMikdash, is la yivchais medina zov. He can't bring less than a dinar of gold, which is 25 dinari kesef. It's worth 25 dinarim of silver. Kesef, let's see somebody.
Alright, turn over. Again, but the Mishnah said again, Harei alai zov lo yivchas medina zov. Kesef, let's say somebody's menadev to bring kesef, silver to the mizbech, a silver coin. So halacha is lo yivchas medina kesef. He can't bring less than a dinar, a silver dinar. Nechoshes, let's say somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a copper coin, nechoshes, to the beregabayis. Lo yivchas mi more kesef. He can't bring less than a more of kesef. He has to bring nechoshes copper that's worth the amount of a more kesef, which is where one dinar kesef is six mois. So you have to bring at least more kesef, which is like 1/6 of a dinar. Pei Rashti is, let's say at the beginning he said exactly how many coins he wants to bring, and later v'eni yudeya ma Pei Rashti, he forgot how many coins he said he would have to bring. Who maybe at shiyoyim alo lakach neskavanti, he has to bring as many coins until he's for sure he did not mean this much. Like if he had a doubt that he meant between 1 and 20, so he has to bring 20. But if for sure, like more than 20, he didn't say, so he has to bring that number that for sure he did not go higher than that. Mishnehei, Harei Olai Yain, if somebody gives a chiv upon himself to bring wine to the Mizbeach, is La Yivchas Mishloish Lugin. You can't bring less than Gimel Lugim of wine, because that's the smallest amount of Nesachim that was used for a keves for the lambs. What about shemen? Somebody's mechayiv himself to bring oil to the mizbeach. Is la yivchas min lug. He can't give less than a lug, because that's how much a mincha needs, a lug shemen. Rebbe says shloisha lugim. No, you have to bring at least three lugim, which is how much the mincha needs for the nesachim of a keves. What about if he says pirashti v'eni yadei ma pirashti? At the beginning, he said exactly how much wine, how much oil he wants to bring, and later he forgot how much he said. So again, Yovik Yoim Hamruva, he has to bring the most that could be brought, which that is the first day of Sukkot, which that has the most Nesachim possible. So you have to bring as much wine as used that day, or as much Shemen as is used that day. Mishnah Vov, Harei Yalai Oila. Somebody has a chiv upon himself and makes a neder to bring a korban oila. The locher is Yovik Keves. He's to bring a Keves, a lamb, which is a zocher for his korban oila, which that's the least or the smallest animal you can bring for your korban oila. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah Omer, oi tor oi ben yoina. No, you could even bring a bird. Maybe he meant to say an oila saif, so you could even bring a bird's. What about pirashtim in a book? He says, no, I explained clearly that I want to bring an animal, but v'eni yadei ma pirashti, I forgot exactly which animal I said I want to bring for my korban oila. So locher is yovi par. For eagle min abheima, he has to bring a par, and he also has to bring an animal, and he also has to bring an eagle. He has to bring matzachorim from males, because an eagle is not from an akeva.
and he has to bring what? A paw and an eagle.
That's because he was parashti min haboka, from the cattle. So therefore it's enough to bring a paw and an eagle. What about if he says min habehema, like I explained exactly which type of an animal I want to bring, but now v'eni yedei ma parashti, I forgot which one I explained. So now he has to bring all the different sveikas there are, which is yovi paw. He has to bring a big one, a bull, which is some say 3 years old, some say 2 years old. For ego, that's a 1 year old one. Ayil, he has to bring a ram. That's a keva zocha, which is ben shtei shonim, 2 years old. He has to bring a gedi, which is a goat, which is 1 year old. For tele, that's a lamb, 1 year old. Because all these things could be brought for a korban eila. What about if he says, pirashti v'en yedei ma pirashti? I explained, b'shasa made my neder, to bring a korban eila. But I forgot exactly from what I explained, whether it was a min behema, whether it was a min oif, I forgot. So then the loch is, Moisef alayim Torah ben Yaina. He also has to bring from these birds, maybe he made the korban eila from a Torah, from a ben Yaina. So not only all these animals does he have to bring, but he also has to bring from these two birds also. Mishnah Zayin. What about if he says, Harei alay toidu shlomim? Somebody says he has a chayv upon himself, a neder, to bring a korban toid and a korban shlomim. So locher is, Yovei Keves, he has the right to bring the Keves, a lamb. That's the smallest one that could be brought for his Toyda and for his Shlomim. Because he made a neder to bring either a Korban Toyda or a Korban Shlomim. So locher is, you could be Yaitse with the smallest Korban, which is a Keves. What about if he says, Perashti, at the beginning I explained clearly which type of a Korban I meant. Perashti min HaBokor, which type of a cattle. But V'eni Yudei Ma Perashti, I forgot which one exactly I said. Then again, Yovi, Paro, Pora, Ego, Viegla. Since a Toyd or a Shlom could be either a Zohar or a Nekeva, we have to be afraid maybe it was a Paro or a Pora, maybe it was an Egla or an Egla, he has to bring all these four. What about, he says again, Mina Behema, I explained exactly which animal, but Veni Yodei Yama Parashti, I forgot exactly which animal, so now he has to bring all the different type of animals that could be brought for a Toyd or a Shlomim, which is Yovi, Paro, Pora, a bull or a cow. Egel viagola, a young one. Ayol, he has to bring an ayol virochel, which is a keves, which is a lamb, and a she lamb. Gedi or gediya, as we had before, a gedi, that's a ben ezim, it's a small, is a small goat, and a she goat. A soyer usira, soyer, that's a tayish, that's 2 year old goat. Usira, that's a female. 2 year old goat. Tole Vitalia. That's a keves, that's a lamb. During its first year, that's called a tle or tloya, a male or a female. So all these different kabbonis are basophic, what he meant to say when he said he would bring his carbon shlomim, therefore he has to bring all these different type of animals for the carbon shlomim or the carbon toida. Mishneches. What about if somebody says, Harei olai shor? He has a chayv upon himself to bring a shor for a carbon eila. Or else for korban shlomim, so yovi hu unesachim b'mona. He has to bring the animal and the nesachim with it. That's worth at least a mona, which is meya dinu. Like that's the least amount that he said. We say that he meant to bring from. What about eagle? If somebody's mechayv himself to bring an eagle, a young one, so then yovi hu nechasim b'chamish. All he has to spend is just five sloyim, which is only 20 dinrim for the korban with its nesachim. What about Ayil? He says he's going to bring a ram. So then the loch is, Yovihu Nesachim B'shtayim. He only has to spend like two sloyim for it with its Nesachim. What about Keves? He says he's going to bring from a lamb. Is Yovihu Nesachim B'Sela? Then he only has to spend a Sela for the Keves, for the lamb, and its Nesachim. Shor Ba'mona. Let's say it says clearly he's going to chayv himself to bring a shor worth at least a mona. The locher is Yovi b'mona. He has to spend the mona on the shor, on the ox, chutz min echosav, excluding how much money he has to spend for the mincha and for the yain from the sochem. What about egel b'chomish? Again, he says clearly he wants to spend five sloyim for the egel. The locher is Yovi b'chomish. He has to spend five sloyim on the egel itself, chutz min echosav, min esochav, excluding the money he has to spend for the sochem for the yain and for the shemen and for the oil for the yain and for the mincha. Ayil b'shtayim, the same thing, he says he wants to bring this ram for two sloyim, is yovi b'shtayim chutz
minasachav. He has to spend 2 sloim on the ayil, excluding the money that he has to pay for the nesachav. What about keves b'sel? He says he wants to spend a seller on the keves on the lamb. Again, yavi b'sel chutz minasachav. He has to bring a seller for the keves itself, excluding what he has to spend for the nesachav. What about shor b'mona? He says he wants to spend the mona for the shor for the ox. Tehevi shnayim b'mona, but he brings 2 axes for the worth of a mona. Lo yotz is not yetz of the chayiv, because we said he meant to bring 1 animal worth a mona. Afilu ze b'mona chos a dinner. Even though the ox is worth a mona less than a dinner, he's also not yetz. V'zeh b'mona chos a dinner. Each one is a mona less than a dinner. He's not yetz of chayiv, because he has to bring 1 worth a dinner. Shochel, let's say he said he wanted to bring a black one. Vehevi loven, he brings a white one. Or else he said loven, he wants to bring a white one. Vehevi shochel, brings a black one. Or else godol, he says he wants to bring a big one. Vehevi cotton, and he brings a small one. Lo yotze, it's not yotze, it's chayv, it's neder. Because he said clearly what is menad of what he has to bring. And if he changes, it's not yotze, it's neder, he still has to bring it over again. Cotton, vehevi godol, let's say he said he's going to bring a small one. And he goes now and buys a big one, yotze. Here we say a yotze. But that's bechlal, a small one. However, Rabbi says, no, here also lo yotze, not yotze. Since you said clearly you want a small one, and you bring a big one, that's not what you made your nether on, therefore you're not yotze your nether, you still have to bring a small one. Mishnah Tes. Somebody says, shor ze oila. This ox should be a korban oila. And he was marked to shit. Finistoiv, and then it became a balmum. Something happened to it, it became possible for carbon. So lacharish, you could be paid for it. And with the money, you have to buy another carbon. Seirim rotza yavi v'dom of shnayim. If he wants to, with the money that he's paid for it, he could buy 2 axes for it. Because here, even though his nether was to bring only 1, and before we say if you bring 2, you're not yaitza. But here, your nether was to bring 1, and you brought it. You have this 1 for the carbon. Just it became a balmum. So once you're paid for it with the money, you could even buy 2 now. What about the opposite way? Shnei shvorim elu oila. At first you said these 2 axes should be for korban oila. Finistoavu, and both of them became a balmum, and you appointed them. You have money now, the kedusha went into the money. So with this money, imrotza yavi b'demeyim echad. Again, the same svara. If you want to, with this money, you could buy only 1 shor and bring it for korban. Because with the first nedda, you already yaitza, you brought the 2. These 2 had a kedushas oila on it. Rabbi says no, still also. Since at the beginning it was only 1, you also have to bring 1. If it was 2, you have to bring 2. Ayel ze oila. Let's say somebody says this ram should be a korban oila. Finish toiv, and it became a balmum, and now he has the money with poydurit. So imrotza yavi v'dam of keves. If you want to with the money, now you don't have to bring a ram, you could bring a lamb. You don't have to bring a ram, an ayel, you could bring a keves. That's the opposite also. Keves ze oila. He said this lamb should be a korban oila. Finish toiv, and it became a balmum, and he was poydurit with the money. Imrotza, if he wants to, yavi v'dam of ayel, he could bring a korban ayel. He could bring an ayah with it. Again, the same svara. Since at the beginning you amakdish just animals like your nether was chal, what you do later doesn't make a difference. But again, Rabbi says, no, nothing doing. The end still is a continuation of your first nether. You still have to do the way you first said it. If somebody says, Echad mikvosai hegdish. One of my kvosim, one of my lambs should be hegdish. Or else the echad mishvara hegdish. One of my oxes should be hegdish. So it depends. Let's say he had 2 axes or 2 lambs. The locher is Hagodl Sheben Hegdish. Most probably meant to be Makdish, the better one. Therefore, the bigger one, that's the one that's Chal Hegdish. What about Shloisha? Let's say he has 3 axes or 3 lambs. Habenani Sheben Hegdish. Then we say the middle one is Hegdish. Now, what the Gemara says, what he means to say is it's a suffix, then maybe even the Benani is also Hegdish. And we have a doubt here. Maybe he meant the better one. But maybe he only meant the middle one. That's also called an ayin toiv, kenega, the smaller one. So therefore, when we have 3, like the benni, the middle one, and the top one, those are b'chlal the suffix, maybe those 2 are kodesh, but the lesser one for sure is not a kodesh. Let's say Perashti says at the beginning, I said exactly which one I want to be kodesh. V'yeni yudei ma Perashti, but later I forgot which one I said. Oy shomer, or else if he said, omali abba, that my father told me, which one was Hegdish? Before my father died, he told me exactly which one of his axes he made Hegdish. But V'en Yodei Aman, I forgot which one he said. Sen Alachar is again, Hagodl Shavim Hegdish. the bigger one, that's the one that's Hegdish. In other words, since that he explained to you, he told you which one is Hegdish, or we say a Svara, most probably what he told you was the best one, he was Magdish. So most probably we say he was Magdish, the bigger one, therefore only the bigger one is Hegdish, and not the other ones. Mishnah Yud. Hare Olai Olav. Somebody says, I have a Chiyah to bring a Korban Olav. Is Yakrivenu by Migdish. The Lachur is, he has to bring it in the base of Migdish. In Yerushalayim. If you make Riva by base Chonyov, let's say he brings it in on the Mizbeach in base Chonyov. The Lachur is Lo Yotze, it's not Yotzer as Chayv, because that's not called the Korban. What he meant to say is to bring it in the base of Migdish.
Now, the Maisa about Beis Chonav that the Gemara talks about was it's Machlokes really in the Gemara that the Maisa was Beis Chonav, he built the Beis Hamikdash in Mitzrayim. He got some Maisa why he did it. And some Machlokes if he did it L'Shem Shemayim, that really was done L'Shem Shemayim, or else it was done L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But even if it was done L'Shem Shemayim, it was done while we during the time of the Beis Hamikdash Hashayini, so it was an Issa Bamas, so you're not allowed to bring a Makkah of a Korban over there. So therefore, if somebody stops out to bring a Korban, he meant in the Beis Hamikdash, and not in Beis Chonav. What about if someone speaks that clearly and says, Shach Rivena be Beis Chonav? No, I want to bring this Korban in the Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonav, which was in Mitzrayim. So Lachur is still Yach Rivena be Migdash. Still he's supposed to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash, because there's an Issa to bring it, Chutz, you're not allowed to bring it in the Beis Chonav. Therefore, still the Mitzvah is to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. Because as soon as he said, Harei Elai Oilo, he meant to bring a Korban Oilo, which the Chiv is to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. He can't bring it in Beis Chonav. That's like being makavit chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. But via mikriba beis chonav, let's say somebody did the yisur and he did bring the korban in the Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonav, still the ma'isi yotz is yotzi his neder, since that's the way he spoke out clearly. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein ze oila no," that he holds bichlal, it's not chala kedushas oila on this korban, since he spoke out rather well that this oila should be brought in Beis Chonav, and that he can't do, so he did not really mean to be makdashit. So Yos Bechlal doesn't have a Kedushas Oilo on this animal. What about somebody says, Hareini Nozir, I want to be a Nozir. So Lachur is a Galeach by Migdash. When he finishes it, he has to take his haircut in the base of Migdash. V'yem Gilech b'beis Chonav lo Yotza. But if he takes his haircut after the 30 days of the Nazirus in the base of Migdash or Beis Chonav in Mitzrayim, is not Yotzes Chayv. What about somebody says clearly, Shagaleach b'beis Chonav, I'm making my Nazirus on a Tanah that I should be able to take my haircut in the Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonav, is Yigaleach B'Migdash, L'Katchila still he should take his haircut in the Beis Hamikdash. But V'in Gilech V'Beis Chonav, let's say he does take his haircut in the Beis Hamikdash of Mitzrayim and Beis Chonav, Yotza, again is Yotza Schoi, since that's what he spoke out clearly. Rabbi Shimon says again now, Ein Zeh Nozir, it's not called a Nozir, it's not called a good Kabbalah's Nazirus. Since you said you want to take your haircut in Beis Chonav, that's not in the Beis Hamikdash, so Mila, it's not called a good Kabbalah's Nazirus. It's not chal nazirus upon yourself. Now the Mishnah says, HaKahanim Sheshim Shem Beis Chonav. The Kahanim that worked, that did the avoide in that Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonav, Lo Yisham Shem B'Migdash B'Yerushalayim. They are not allowed to do the avoide in the Beis Hamikdash, because they did an Issa there in Beis Chonav. It didn't have the Kedusha of a Beis Hamikdash. It was like an avoide b'chutz. So therefore, these Kahanim were also to do the avoide in the Beis Hamikdash. V'ein Tzorach Loim Lo Dover Acher. And for sure, if somebody did an avoida for an avoida zara, for sure he can't come and be ovid in the Beis Hamikdash. Shneim and the pasuk says, "Ach lo yalu kahani habomus al mizbeach Hashem v'Yerushalayim." The kahanim that brought by other bomus cannot now go and work in Yerushalayim. Ki im ochlu matzos pasachachayim. Only they could eat matzos together with the brothers. Now, from this point, they didn't go out of the kahuna. They'd allowed to eat a mincha. The menoches hanefos matzois to avoid the matzois that has lohud and shakotchim, they're allowed to eat from it. Just they can't do the avoida. So why? Because harehem kabali mumim. These kahanim that worshipped, that did the avoida in Beis Chonav, have a lochan like kahanim that are bal mum. That the locher is cholkin v'yochlin. They have right to take a chelik and eat from the kabonas, or eat from the menoches. Avoloi makriven. But a Baal Mum, we do not let him bring the korban. Therefore, these kahanim that work in the base chanav or work someplace else in another base avodah zarah, even though it's a machlokes, we said if a base chanav was made the shem avodah zarah, was made the shem shemayim. But even if it was made the shem shemayim, there was an issa to bring korbanos there. It was like a shchut echutz. It was outside the base of mikdash hasheni.
Therefore, Kahanim that work there, like we're doing in Avera, so they can't come back now and do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. However, teeth, they could still eat, because they're like a kohen, that's a balmum.
But this Mishnah says now, Nema be'erlus behemah. The Pasuk says, when you bring the korban eilah with the behemah, Yishe reach nichayach, that the fire should be for nachas ruach v'akadosh baruch hu. If somebody brings a bird for korban eilah, it also says, Yishe reach nichayach, that the burning of it should be a nachas ruach to Hashem. Uva'mincha, and when somebody brings a mincha, it says also, Yishe reach nichayach, that the burning of the mincha should also be a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'lamed, these psukim come to teach us, Shechor ha-marbet, somebody does a lot. V'yechor ha-mamet, somebody does a little. Like here, whether you bring a korban of a behema, or whether you bring a small thing, even of a mincha, or else of a knife. O bilvad, shi'echav enodim, is daito l'shemayim. The main thing is you have to have kavon, you're doing it now l'shem shemayim. You're doing l'shem mitzvah Hashem. I can't afford more. This is all that I could afford, but you're doing l'shem shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nechshavit, as if you brought a better korban. So that'll be the main thing, is to do something l'shem shemayim. All right, we'll stop here. Slikul ha-masechta menachas.